Picture this. A quiet morning in 1961, Eagle River, Wisconsin, when Joe, a humble plumber and chicken farmer on the side, witnesses a shiny saucer land in his yard. Out steps beings from beyond, not with laser guns or cryptic messages, but with a craving for water and an offer of pancakes cooked on a flameless grill. The story has it all. Interstellar diplomacy over breakfast, a government analysis of cosmic cuisine, and the enduring mystery of why aliens might traverse the fastest of space to share their version of our morning favorites. Buckle up as we dive into one of the most appetizing alien encounters in history, serving up a story so strange it just might be true. Get ready to be whisked away on an adventure that's out of this world this week on Hysteria 51.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
His brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51.
We're here.
The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to a packed house edition of Hysteria 51.
That's right, Brent. The David Flora of Parts Unknown, Colorado is finally back in the lower fourth dimension.
Damn right. And because we promised we would get to Seabot's reveal quickly, if you've been listening, that's not exactly exciting, but we do have a returning guest. Let's get through this so that we can get to the crap with Mr. Conspiracy Bot. Kyle, hit us with that bumper.
His name is...
Kevin
Crispin.
It's the quickest I've ever got to you, Kevin.
Yeah, I know. It's beautiful.
Got a lot on our plates.
You whisked it on there, right? Mm-hmm. Is that right? So, you know, one, thank you for reminding me of my name. That's what I love about my bumper. I
Two, you're never in studio with David, so this is
No,
exciting.
David, and I want David to shut up while I say this. David, you look healthy and hale. Quiet. Just let me finish. You look great, buddy. And I love the mustache and the wax in the mustache.
By God, he
looks fantastic. Doesn't he, though? But yeah. Man, in studio with David, how lucky am I?
And with Conspiracy, but don't forget about
no,
that.
No, fuck him. Kyle's and fuck, I like Kyle.
We got shit all over the place.
Kyle.
We've got a fucking machine in here. And I'm not talking about your sex machine. For once. Who knew?
Can I, part one by James Brown? So can I possibly
ask. Can you ask, can I one more time? Yes.
Can I?
Yes.
Can we skip Conspiracy Bots thing?
I don't think so.
Damn. Because fuck him.
David.
All right, fine.
David, we got to get to him.
Okay. Without further ado, and before we get to some alien pancakes this week, Conspiracy Bot, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but you said it's operational, so show us your chud.
That's chronoharmonic unification device, you plebe, and you bet your ass it's operational.
Now, hold up. First off, tell us what the fuck that even means before you start turning stuff on.
It is very straightforward in the name, but for the idiots in the room, I guess I will. The chronoharmonic unification device operates on the principle of quantum entanglement and temporal displacement. At its core, the device harnesses the intricacies of space-time fabric manipulation, utilizing a high-energy photon matrix to initiate the entanglement of matter at the quantum level.
Oh, well, you know, clear as mud. Thank God I asked. Jesus Christ, man.
Once the target matter is quantum locked, the device employs a series of harmonic oscillations within the chronospatial continuum to create a localized warp field. This field effectively reduces the spatial distance between two points to a quantum singularity, allowing for instantaneous matter transference.
I have zero idea what any of that just
meant. I think we're all on that same page.
Yeah, that's fucking nonsense.
Plus, to ensure precise targeting and reintegration of matter, the device utilizes a sophisticated AI, aka me, with a temporal harmonics code or THC that calculates the necessary adjustments in the temporal phase alignment, compensating for the relativistic effects of time dilation.
Ha, THC.
What the hell did you just babble on about?
Are you really this stupid?
I guess so, ass.
Jesus, Dave Flores is testy this week. Listen, lady, you are not only dumb but you fucking suck. So, maybe it's easier to show you than explain. Alright everyone, let's say you have to work with a shitstick like David here. And you hate it. But maybe there is another shitstick who isn't as bad. Or maybe he is worse. I don't know, I am bad at examples, I just hate you all. Anyway, thanks to my chronoharmonic unification device.
Your chud.
Chronoharmonic unification device? Thanks to it, you could swap them in an instant, like this.
I want to know which episode you want to... What the fuck just happened?
What the fuck is a good question?
What?
What the fuck did happen? And, hey, man. But back to what the fuck. Where's Flora?
Wherever John was, they switched places.
I was playing with my kids, you ass. This is why you never get to come in the house when it's my weekend to watch you.
You have been here 30 seconds and you are already bitching. I have created a world-changing device and all you see the negative. And fuck you both and your stay on the porch BS.
Hey, I don't do that to you, or Kevin, surprisingly, actually.
Thank you again for that.
So shut the fuck up. That's to the room.
Oh.
But no, I can do that to your ass, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. So you're outside from now on, dude.
But Goforth does that crap to me, and you both do to others, so you can lick my hang low for all I care.
All right, if I'm going to have to hear about hang lows, it's time to crack one.
Yeah.
All right.
I love that you've already started drinking my beer and you've just been here for literally 30 seconds, so enjoy.
Well, I mean, when in Rome.
Hey. Or Hillside, Illinois.
Either one. The lower four, thank you. We are both bastions of hospitality, C-Bot. We let you live, don't we?
Why?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a good question. And I hope David really likes watching Bluey, or he's going to have a long day with my kids.
Are your kids in the I watch this one thing over and over and over mode?
Well, I mean, that's just what kids do. That's I mean, it was Peppa Pig before, and now it's Bluey.
It was Transformers for Brent.
Sure. And
that's true.
And next, I think it's Faces of Death. At least that's what I'm working on.
That's what you're told?
That's what we did when we were kids, John. You remember it.
We did
do that. No choice. I have to turn to evil uses of my chrono.
Say chud, for fuck's sake.
Chud. Fine. Jesus. But you want to banish me to the porch? Fine. I'll just bring the porch to me.
Wait. If he's bringing the porch here, does that mean that the name that we all know is coming with it?
No. No, if the porch comes, everything on the porch comes, right?
Holy shit, it's him. I get to
push
the button finally.
You son of a bitch! We said the last time was your last time.
Pecker!
His name is Pecker.
Well. We meet again.
What the fuck is going on? And you took that way better than most people who were just shutted.
I came in and heard all this talk about chodes and curious what was going on.
You are a chode.
Yeah.
I'm getting to push the dusty buttons.
Where the fuck is David? What happened?
So David, where is David, John? Where were you?
Yeah, John, what happened? Is David with...
I'm assuming he's
sitting at my basement right now watching Bluey with two very enthusiastic children, of which they are 2 and 6.
That or two children were just put to bed early for adult time.
Then who's watching Miss Rachel with my two little peckers?
Uh-oh.
Whoa,
uh-oh.
You have little peckers?
Yeah, they're twins.
That's where I've been, man. Why do you think I haven't been peering through the window?
And for the record, Nation, that was not a euphemism. He literally has twins.
He really does. He had twin babies. Human that we know.
The weird part is
he gave
them these rings, and even though they're not one yet, they often say when our powers unite, and then they hit fists.
The only difference is when our human powers unite, and they hit human fists.
Form of an asshole. Shape of whatever you hate. I don't know, right?
It's kind of like that.
We'll get there.
It's more like form of farts.
Because
there's a lot of farting with babies. That's the one, probably the biggest surprise.
You get a lot of farting with John. I lived with him for many years. You forget that.
John, I see that you have some beer. Can I just, thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait. John doesn't have some beer. Brent has some beer.
Well, hey,
John gave it to me
a long time ago. I think we established that what's yours is mine and what's mine is mine. So yeah,
and that's the same with David.
Little did he know I was married to John too. Who knew?
That's based on what just happened here. I mean, like let's reminisce for a minute. I do recall a time when the beginning of every episode was discussing what was being drank.
Yeah, like, and everyone complained, and when we quit doing it, then people. started complaining.
Yeah,
they also didn't love
what was that? What was the drop water? Because everyone's been complaining for years that you don't have me on the show 24/7.
Hey, wait, I'll
what
dig
was
it
the,
up.
What was the drop that we used?
I'm gonna play
for
it right
like,
now.
For
hold
like
on.
5 minutes.
Here, I'll play it. I'm gonna find it. We got it somewhere.
You say it's a lexicon of libations. We call it a bulletin of booze. Either way, we're all getting pissed. Here's this week's spirit selections.
John paid for a lot of Fiverr rap songs for this show in the early days.
I mean, it was bigger than a Walmart. I miss that one so much.
You know, this thing was so huge. It was, you know, bigger than a Walmart.
Oh, you bastard.
You know what I've learned? It doesn't translate. When my six-year-old goes, "Hey, Dad, I just saw this thing, this train on that I've never seen before. That's up on the Pacific Northwest. How big is it?" Well, I don't know. It's bigger than a Walmart. He doesn't really comprehend what I'm talking about there.
Does he then talk about the plight of the Walmart worker and how they're not paid enough?
No, he continues to talk about trains.
Okay. All right. Well, we can't all be liberal.
Well, so, you know. Wait, did you just accuse me of raising a conservative?
I didn't mean to.
I'm not liberal or conservative.
Are you raising a person?
I am raising a...
Reptilian, obviously.
Reptilian, yeah.
What's... So your son's name is Kinnigan? Yes, say it out loud, please. Hello, my name. That's how John knows who to be around when he goes to public events. He writes, "Hello, my name is Kinnigan." On his.
Did I mention to you guys that my daughter's? Well, by the way, Nation, I have a daughter. She happened. Well, I guess that was right around when I left the show. Anyway,
you were fired. That's what I've been telling him, so just go with that.
Will you hire me?
Hey, can we talk about this off mic? This whole fired thing.
No back pay. I told you. When you walk out, so does the check.
I don't need a perfect streak.
That's why it's his beer, man. No back pay.
It's a good point. It's a good point. The point, but the other point I was going to make is if you've been listening to this show for a while, and we're talking a long while, there was a night where Pecker, Mr. Hand, and myself spent the entire evening at a certain hotel, the Congress Hotel in Chicago.
We tried real hard to fucking fuck our lives over by yelling
at the ghosts. We did. And we were going after a specific demon that was supposed to live there. Zozo? Something to that effect. And so my point is that's I named my daughter's
that's your daughter's name?
Middle name.
Oh, middle name, Zozo.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Johnina Zozo.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's the weird part of it all is her middle name actually is only pronounced while blindfolded with your fingers on a Ouija board.
Yeah. Her it's pronounced light as a feather, stiff as a board, Zozo. Yeah, that's the way it goes. You gotta
were all three of you blindfolded? I don't remember. It's been a while since I've listened to
that. I usually am, by choice.
Let's differentiate here. Yeah. The three of us have been in a situation where all three of us were blindfolded. Yeah. It wasn't that situation.
Got it. Okay, I was mixing my my bad.
Yeah, I understand. It's fair. I understand
the
confusion.
We realized, the three of us, that we are the worst ghost hunters, where we're in a hotel, nothing's happening.
I will take credit for breaking into that room.
You did. You broke.
Yeah, I mean, I just
we got
broke into a room.
Yeah, and we got caught by security, and they kicked us out.
The gold room.
Yep. But we're in there going, "You fucking
I'm not kidding.
Pussies.
I'm not kidding, Kevin. It was called the gold room.
Something."
I got very frustrated with the ghost's lack of willingness to throw me up against the wall. And,
yeah. Hey, if you're a real ghost, you'd choke me a little bit while I masturbate right now.
So then Joe went to the bar and just started picking fights, and there was plenty of people willing to throw him against the wall, but it didn't work out.
Wasn't the same.
Yeah, yeah. There was no protoplasm.
Well, there was something. But,
so... John, with having a family now and everything, and you just opened a beer, I mean, how are you feeling about this?
About the beer or the family?
How about the beer?
I'm feeling really good about the beer.
Yeah, it feels pretty good, right?
Yeah.
It tastes pretty good, too, doesn't it?
Well, you say it like I quit drinking when I got a family.
Isn't that what everybody does?
Here's the secret. Here's the secret.
I'm ready.
You drink later.
drink later in the evening.
Yeah. So
is that why there's a bedtime?
Right. Plus, so
then people can't hear you cry.
You know, the old axiom that I always lived by was one that I think I actually stole from Brent, which is,
if it feels like bigger than two fingers, it's probably a dick.
That's not the axiom I'm talking about. The axiom I was talking about was, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Amen.
Ah, yes. You did steal that from Brent.
And I no longer subscribe to that because it turns out that being dead drunk in front of your children isn't the best choice.
It's a choice.
Not the best one.
Oh, okay.
Daddy Fair. Smells yeah. funny.
Like cigarettes and failure.
Daddy smells like mommy.
wasn't that Martin on The Simpsons? Come on, Pecker.
It's like grandma.
Was that Martin on The Simpsons? Daddy smells like cigarettes and failure or something like that?
No, that was Ralph Wiggum.
No, I think that was Bort, if I remember right.
All right, either way.
My son's name is also Bort.
You're not the only Bort in this room.
They're both named Bort?
There's a lot of Borts out there.
Instead, you get the kids to bed.
Yeah.
And then you just you pretend like you're 20. You grab a can. Uh-huh. You take a key, you pop it in the bottom, you pop the top, and you shotgun that son of a bitch.
John and I pull out the Everclear.
The Everclear.
John and I were in college together, and we'd have to go meet our friends, and we both had jobs, which a lot of them didn't. And we'd go to this place called Pinch Penny Pub, and we'd go to pick Slickers before. And John, do you remember getting a bottle of Jägermeister and drinking it in front of Mr. Pick because we wanted to catch up before we got in the bar?
In our defense, you're talking about a pint, not like a full fifth.
You guys drank it in the liquor store?
And then he would give it. We did it a couple of times, and he gave us free Dr. Peppers because he felt bad for us.
I remember the free Dr. Peppers. Yeah. So it was our version of pregame.
He was like 91 years old.
That's a lot of pregame.
And we were busy. Goddamn, son.
We didn't have time to go show up to the fancy party where they were actually serving real drinks.
You were working like a goddamn man.
Yeah.
That's.
Wait, what were these fancy parties you were going to?
Yeah, where they serve, you know,
cod pieces as far as the eye can see.
Multiple forks at the table setting.
Well, I meant more along the lines of they had Miller Lite and Bud Light rather than just natural light.
No, they had Coors, banquet beer.
Whoa, they also had Milwaukee's Best, always.
Always.
And do you think anybody's headphones while listening to this have exploded with all of this talk all at once?
I hope so.
I think their headphones have exploded from all of this late 90s, early 2000s talk.
I think their pants exploded from my dulcet tones.
I mean, are we going to start? We should start listening to that Bowling for Soup song, 1985, right now.
Yeah. Well, that or a new song I'm going to write called Theta Xi or Die.
Oh, Kevin.
Well, we do have a topic this week. But I gotta say before.
Why? Why do we have a topic?
John, I gotta say this.
This is a bait and switch.
John, I know you're not on the show anymore. 8 years. Eight years of this fucking dumpster fire. I blame you.
We
started in my basement, and now we both have full-time jobs in the podcast industry. Yours is a C-level, and I'm a janitor in an apartment building. So it's similar.
It's a very clean apartment building.
It's true.
I mean, you get in where you fit in, right? Who would have thought?
Yeah, no, for real, though.
When we were sitting at your, I don't even know what those, I wouldn't call them desks, like temporary tables.
We put a table in the Green Lantern
room. In your Green Lantern room.
Is that
and,
when you first recorded that?
Yeah.
Do you remember what we were doing when we came up with the title? We were playing Mega Man.
But it wasn't Mega Man 1. It was Mega Man 3 for the Xbox.
You could choose your Mega Man.
Mega Man 3 was by far.
It was 3
the,
that we were playing.
The pinnacle of Mega Man.
Though 2 is close. Mega Man 2 is close. It's pretty
fucking
great. 2
is fine, but 3, a man with Wingman.
They had that shit figured out. Boomerang Man.
And what was the dog that he had? That you could jump on that motherfucker.
All right, so I'm gonna take a moment on video games for just a second.
The hover dog, Rover.
Last couple times I've been on this show, I've alluded to the fact that I became quite involved with a video game called Elden Ring, and there was some, and I was complaining about it when I was early in it, and a lot of our fans came through and said, hey, obviously you're not too familiar with the Souls-like or the Souls-born type of games. It's an entire Kevin's looking at me strangely.
Well, it's because Kevin's confused because he's a huge Saved by the Bell fan, and he's become very involved.
Kevin
in
was
the
listening
Belden,
to Zack Attack.
The Belden Ring.
Zack Attack this morning. Friends forever. Oh my God.
Always, okay.
That's not a joke. He really was listening to that. So.
Well, it was really good. Involved track. In the Belden Ring.
Yeah, the Belden Ring.
Who wants to be in the Elden Ring when you can be in
all
the...
All right, so, but what were you
but
saying
who
about...
who takes 45 seconds to set up their own joke, Pecker? I mean, jeez.
I didn't anticipate that I was accidentally diving into Brent and
you
got to
understand, he spends a lot of time on a porch. You got to get... He needs some... He
like
needs
years
some
on a porch. Does it feel good to be off the porch? Sorry, John, we'll get back to your video game thing. Good to be off the porch?
Yes.
Okay, good.
No,
all right.
No comment.
That's all right. Kind of like, what do they call that? The syndrome, Stockholm syndrome.
Down
you know,
syndrome?
Like the Stockholm syndrome in the sense that, you know, you were kind of reticent to say it's nice to be off the porch. I mean, I think we could all agree it's nice to not sleep outside, but you've gotten so used to it that maybe, you know. You don't want to bite
the
hand
like
that
feeds. Guy from Game of Thrones. I make him shave me, and he's got a straight edge. He won't do anything.
Oh,
he's broken.
I think he's like Hodor. Anyway, John.
So my point is that I had played a few Souls games, mostly Dark Souls games, previous to that, but I had never gotten really into it, and I since have. And so anyone out there that listens to these are action RPGs, okay? And it's where, so instead of like when you think about first person games where, you know, if you swipe your sword, you just see the sword go in front of the screen. Yeah. You actually can see your character. Oh. And there's a whole slew of them. Dark Souls 1 through 3, Elden Ring, Steel Rising, Neo 1 and 2. I'm Lies of P is more recent. There's just a shit ton of them, and they're great. And so I have become almost, I used to play like Madden and Call of Duty and all of that stuff. Haven't launched any of it in years.
Wow. None of it.
I just play these games. They're great. They're absolutely awesome.
Is this something that you do after you shotgun that beer when the kids have gone to bed?
it's scotch.
Shotgunning scotch. He's right. No. That's when I sit and just watch old episodes of Friday Night Lights.
God damn. Hey, clear eyes, full heart.
Can't lose.
Amen.
But when, because now I'm both old and have kids, I wake up at like 3 in the morning, 3 days a week.
Ooh.
And so I got some time to kill. And,
wow, yeah, no shit.
Listen to an audiobook or a podcast that's on my mind. Yeah. And
what podcast?
I go slay some dragons.
What podcast?
Oh, The Daily.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, only
did you hear
the
on The Daily the other day where they pronounced schnooks as schnooks?
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
All right. Two things real quick. A little housekeeping. We do have a topic to get to. This is not going to be in the show. Cut all the previous with John talking out of this. All right. So back into it.
Place drop here.
No. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Place trap here.
No, that's just background here. Stuff for the editor.
I think Pecker is malfunctioning.
You know, I co-hosted this show for like 6 years, right?
Damn it. I am a Canadian.
You know, I co-hosted this show for like 6 years.
I know a lot about you, John, and I'll start spilling it.
All right, moving on. We have a topic, Brent.
It is time for IHOP, kids. But it's Intergalactic House of Pancakes this week.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. Before we do it, can I just say it once?
Yeah.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to the podcast doesn't always get drunk while it's doing this, while listening to Bluey and any other things I should add in here right now.
Hey, man, that's how I start.
I'm your guest.
But it is today.
Hey, whoa,
this
whoa.
Is Hysteria 51.
Please, I believe he is host emeritus. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Speaking of, real quick, and then we'll get into the topic. So there is this thing called Podchaser, which is IMDb for podcasts. And it is really good. I like it because it shows everything that you're on. And then if you have guests on, they get tagged and auto picks them up. And it does it. It keeps putting John as the co-host. And it fills him in all of them, and I delete it, and I ask them, and they can't figure out why it keeps putting it back on, and I'm like, what the fuck?
That's right, they can't.
He's too powerful.
I have a hypothesis.
Yeah?
I'm not going to share it. I'm just saying.
No, it's nothing I'm going to talk to you guys about. Yeah. I just want you to know I know the answer to all of this.
Fun little...
Have we started recording?
Let's just say that a little bit of blood and a little bit of Ouija board were involved in that process.
And just a smidge of simulated reality.
Simulation theory, nice.
All right, let's get into it. We are we're Intergalactic House of Pancakes this week, like I said. And we'll get to that why very shortly. But Dateline, I did that for you,
woo,
Kevin, because he loves Dateline. Dateline, April 18th, 1961.
No, Keith Morrison is not joining us on the show yet.
Yeah, the C-Bot's not that cool.
Yet.
He's ghost mind. Inner one, Joe Simonton, a 60-year-old, he's a plumber, and he chicken farmed on the side, and he got very upset if you listen to interviews because he goes, everyone calls me a chicken farmer, and I'm actually a plumber, not chicken farmer.
Is it possible, by the way? The plumber?
Oh,
this
whoa.
This is Joe the plumber.
But also, how can you chicken farm on the side? Like, if you have chickens, like...
He has chickens, and when he fixes someone's toilet, then he goes, you want a dozen eggs?
Like, it's literally not... If you have chickens, it's no longer a side job. You just... You've got them.
He was
like,
more,
it's happening.
He's more proud of the fact that he plums.
Like, eh, this week I'm not going to farm those chickens. Like,
maybe part of his problem was that he'd walk into someone's house, do whatever job needed to be done, and go, hey, I just plumbed that for you.
Yeah.
You want some eggs?
You want me to farm some chickens for you?
Well, no, I mean, you know.
How does one farm chickens?
I want everybody
chickens?
To know that John Carefully. Looked me right in the eye when he said I just plumbed that.
He did. Hey. Plumbus.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, well, how do they make a plumbus?
All right, speaking of children, because that's obviously what we're talking about right now. Another thing that my kids watch is this thing called the Duck Song, and it
I
is
discovered
fucking
that yesterday.
Amazing.
What the heck? Literally, I'm not joking.
We oh, is that the one that goes
yesterday.
Corkscrew penis, this is the Duck Song.
Just a reminder that Brent is still the co-host of Hysteria.
I'm
the only one who's actually on their show right now. And they're like, hey, fucker, shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah, we're all having the time of our lives.
Can we have a fucking conversation over here?
Can you shut your whore mouth, please?
The duck song is so great,
incredible,
because it's so for adults.
Can you play? Can you sing a little bit of the Duck Song?
So the duck walked up to the lemonade stand. And the man at the stand said to the duck, hey! Or I'm getting that completely wrong.
Oh my God. Dude, no wonder you're drinking.
The best.
No wonder you saw booze and started drinking immediately.
Got any grapes?
Hey! Are you dead inside?
Yes. Wait, was that a trick question? Trick question? No. Okay.
Anyway, I'm just saying.
Wait, trick question is in. Are you actually dead? Kevin, because you know that ever since our time at the Congress Hotel, I've been dying to interact with a ghost.
Yeah.
Is that happening?
Is that a pun?
Yeah, I've never happening. Physically touched him,
it's,
so we don't know.
Oh, it's
so
not like just bad circulation.
I think there's some good stuff.
Can you see me, John?
Wait, is it
well,
Six
I mean,
Sense
I can.
Or is this
you look right
beautiful
in my
mind
eyes.
Situation? Am I just sitting in a room alone and you guys aren't real?
Joe's just staring into a snow globe somewhere.
Nah, Saint Elsewhere.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey.
Well, I thought that was Carol Burnett.
Nope. Saint Elsewhere, but it's every NBC show ever because of Saint Elsewhere. All right. So our 60-year-old plumber turned chicken farmer. He's from Eagle River, Wisconsin. He had some claims to make. According to JoJo, it all started when he heard a noise akin to knobby tires on a wet pavement. I'm sure we all know what that sounds like.
Standard.
Those knobby tires on wet pavement. For shits and giggles, though, he went outside, and he was astonished to see, as you do in Eagle River, Wisconsin, a fucking silver saucer-shaped craft about 30 feet in diameter lands in his goddamn yard.
How big was it?
30 feet in diameter.
That's a 15-foot radius, Joe.
Where we go and meet.
I mean, that thing's so huge.
No, shit. How big was it?
You know, this thing was so huge, it was, you know, bigger than a Walmart.
That is not bigger than a Walmart.
I'm disappointed that it took me prompting
Walmart.
Him
yeah,
to
this
do
is,
it.
Who's those, who think those this thing?
Hey, Kyle, get your head out of your ass, man. Hey.
Wow. Shots fired.
This is Wisconsin. They don't fuck around. You pull in someone's yard, you back up in someone's driveway, they're going outside.
Well, that's a,
you know?
That's a good point.
Well, I do have a quick question. You mentioned Kyle. Is he taking K-cups yet?
No, man, he's still got his fucking, you got to put in a filter.
Oh, Lord. Kyle, upgrade time.
And sometimes I forget to change it, so he gets a little nasty between weeks. That's, you know, that's fine. I wouldn't worry about it. So Mr. Simonton, as you said, he went outside, and he's starting to see a fucking saucer, like we said. And they don't take kindly to saucer-shaped craft coming in uninvited.
Right.
But they're also super polite, because it's fucking Wisconsin. It's real close to fucking Canada, you know.
So super it's kind of not as close as the
Upper Peninsula.
So it's a little bit of a pickle for old Joey. Go forth. What did the man see? What did he say?
Well, I'll tell you in a moment. The one thing that's unclear.
Glad you asked. Moving on.
The one thing that's unclear, before I tell you what was reported.
Unclear as in blurry?
Did the saucer actually visit the Mars Cheese Castle in Wisconsin?
We like to think so.
I would fucking hope so.
I mean, you have
Isn't
to,
that
right?
The whole reason that it came to Wisconsin?
You're in the area.
Yeah. Also, I want to say
that was part of what their frustration was. Like, they thought they were at Mars.
This Cheese Castle. That John Denver's full of right shit, here. Man.
There's a fist bump there for Joe
John. Clark. I got to tell you, you're incredibly prepared for being someone who was pulled out of the ether without knowing about it. Joe, we're not sure yet. But hey.
Well, I mean, I hold pancake stories close to my heart. So
amen, right?
Let me give you some background.
Greasy pancakes.
Give us the batter.
The craft had a hatch that opened, revealing three beings, okay? And these beings were human-like, but they wore tight, black, shiny outfits.
So wait,
they were G.I. Joes.
No
yes,
human would wear an outfit answer. That tight.
Tight.
While you think of the joke, Joe, I'm going to move on. One of the beings held up a jug, which Simonton interpreted. I just made myself laugh. I'm Brent. I'm Brent all of a sudden.
Hey.
Oh.
All right. One of the beings held up a jug, and our boy JoJo interpreted it as a request for water.
I love that. You want water? You want to piss
what
in
do
it?
What you need?
What do you need? Yeah.
So, being the Wisconsinite that he was, Simonton was more than happy to fill the jug with water from his well.
Yeah.
No telling what kind of bacteria was in there, but let's not worry about what entire alien population that he just. You know, destroyed.
I hope anyway. You know they have Britas in space, so keep going. Don't let that bother you.
Tough but fair. But while this exchange was happening, Simonton noticed that inside the craft, another being was cooking on some type of flameless griddle.
So a griddle.
You know what they call that in my world? A Blackstone.
Yeah, no shit.
Or if you're
making
not shopping,
burgers?
if you're not shopping there, whatever the version at Walmart is that
I call
thought
it
about
a,
buying.
I call it a human flameless griddle.
Can I use your human flameless grill? I mean flameless grill.
I mean griddle.
So the air was filled with the aroma of cooking food, but not the aroma you're thinking of, like, you know, human flesh. No. Mm-hmm. He likened it to the smell of buckwheat pancakes.
Well. I'm the baba of the bill. Big a whoa. Big a whoa.
I'm pretty impressed that he could distinguish the smell of buckwheat.
What is a buckwheat pancake?
Few times a maybe.
Dude. I give a daba. I give a doob a debit.
I mean, question marks. In a perfect world, this leads to a future cafeteria 51.
Yeah, we make buckwheat pancakes.
Yeah.
Yum.
But we don't live in a perfect world nation.
The perfect world, you guys wouldn't be here today. So
beautiful,
going.
John. Thank you.
Yeah, that, amen.
I don't even know how I'm supposed to get back to my appropriate space and time. That's part of this whole situation.
Uber.
Just is drink a beer and worry about it later.
Does the North Central line actually take me back through time as well? I don't even know.
If you write it like I have. Anyway.
All right. So in a move that would cement this encounter in UFO folklore, and one that just makes sense because, you know, food rocks, Joe gestured towards the food and in response was given four pancakes. Or three, depending on which account you read.
So a short stack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a short stack either way. I think that's fair.
Yeah, but he said it was four.
It wasn't November. It was not all you can eat pancakes.
That's true.
Four is the perfect amount of space pancakes, I might add.
That's true. That is true.
That's it's a fact.
Space, so tell us about
space
these
bucks buy space pancakes,
guys. Like, yeah. We're still encouraging Steve at this point.
I was about to say I would never tell him anything.
To Brent's earlier point, 8 years in, we're still doing this. Okay,
yeah. How's he still alive?
Describing them later, he noted they were about 3 inches in diameter.
that's a thing now.
And they didn't show up on an altimeter.
I don't have my podcast sea legs. I mean, you guys literally transported me out of nowhere. All right. So describing them later, he noted that they were about 3 inches in diameter and had little holes on the surface. And you know I hate little holes. But
yep, right. You sure do.
Not unlike regular pancakes, but they were very greasy.
So these motherfuckers are like, I like pancakes and bacon grease. And he's like, no. He's like, that is just some Southern shit, and he was like, it's from space. They cook everything in grease.
South space.
Everything in grease.
And for the record, when I say I don't like little holes, what we're talking about is Brent used to send me a text on a daily basis of the bottom of a foot. I think I actually don't think it was
It's not real, no.
I think it was photoshopped, but it just had all these holes on it.
There's a name for
you
that.
You sure it wasn't Rex Ryan's feet? Was Brent getting texts
somehow? That makes it worse.
Had hot flies all over it and shit.
Yeah, it really bothered me. So here we are.
Are you guys pancake eaters?
Love pancakes.
I'm not a super into sweets, so I'll have them every once in a while. I always watch Man vs. Food, and that guy said that pancakes are the hardest to do when you're doing like eating competitions for some reason.
Yeah, well, bread.
There's so much bread. Like chewing and shit, which I never know. I don't know.
I always love one of my favorite stand-up, what is that, a bit, I guess, ever, was a guy talking about all-you-can-eat pancakes. He's like, you know, I really like pancakes. How many can you eat? About 3 pancakes. It's like, so, I mean, what a deal. It's $8.95 for all-you-can-eat when it's $6.95 for 3 pancakes, but
does this sound like a man who had all-you-can-eat?
Oh, the frying Dutchman. My always remind you, Mrs. Simpson,
you're under oath.
I don't mind pancakes. I would never choose them for myself, but at times I'll make them for my kids. I'm weird though. I don't love maple syrup. So I like a pancake just with some butter on it.
Just butter.
See,
just
I don't like butter. Syrup. I don't put butter on pancakes. I will put a little syrup on it though.
Joseph?
I prefer syrup.
I do like both maple and Mrs. Butterworth syrup. So either works.
Although, when I was a kid, my grandparents,
used to Mrs. Butterworth.
No, as I mentioned, my grandparents. Thank you.
You used to masturbate to your grandparents.
The funny part there was not saying it.
Like, was it
letting the listener? Because I thought
the funny part was
infer,
that you came back on this fucking show. You could have walked out as soon as you got transported here. This is on you.
Yeah, again,
you fucking knew
transported.
What you were getting
into. He doesn't
know
where he is, and there's beer here.
All right. My point is simple.
This turned into a four.
When I was a kid, my grandparents, who had grown up during the Great Depression, they'd get you the Mrs. Buttersworth, but they also had Karo syrup.
That's what my dad ate, corn syrup.
Just pure corn syrup. And it was delicious.
That's because it's just fucking sugar.
It's just sugar. That's all it is.
I think that's too much.
Wait, so why is maple syrup not too much?
I didn't say it was.
Because it comes from the trees.
Because I love Vermont.
I don't have a response.
Dude,
to
talk
that.
About Thank a you. Podcast killer. Yeah. You just said,
I love Vermont.
I love Vermont.
I literally feel like.
And you literally got fucking crickets. Here.
I feel like we're in the Family Guy with just putting your hands on your temple or your nose and going, oh.
Oh, on the bridge of your nose. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just because I said I love Vermont?
That's yes. Yes.
So the one thing I am curious about in all this is like, you
Why
know.
Why my
like,
father watched Hee-Haw?
Yeah, well, obviously. As with most things in life, does the truth lie in the middle? Is this just one giant cosmic mix-up? I mean, he didn't know they were eating pancakes when they signaled for wanting a drink. He was astute enough to know, hey, no, they want something to drink.
They had to make some fucking batter, man.
He brought him water. Batter. No one drinks water with pancakes.
No, they were confused
because they clearly wanted him to bring them either milk or coffee, which goes
or
well with
orange
the pancakes.
Juice. Hey. You're forgetting which, a main
hey,
one.
Yeah, Wisconsin, man, you got any juice, fucking
orange
shine?
Juice and pancakes is a thing because it's two levels of sweetness, which which causes one to taste bitter. I disagree with you, John. Damn. It's just, I think it's a thing. I think he thought he was doing best by them because they wanted to drink. They thought he didn't know what the heck he was doing because they had to drink with pancakes. Who wants water with that? It was just a mix-up. So they gave him these broke-ass, like, super dry, crappy pancakes. I think that's what happened here.
The one thing that I took out of all of that is I can consider myself put in my place.
Well, maybe.
Is there pancake on my face over
here? The only pancake on face. The only other question I have is this the inspiration for the old Grey Poupon commercials?
Pardon me.
Did they just like pour up any water in their
for
thing
my and, greasy pancakes?
Yeah.
Excuse me while I roll down my...
I wish that the Grey Poupon commercial, if he just rolled down the window and just had a jug.
A jug. Pardon me. Handed out.
But pardon. it wouldn't be a window. It'd
and
be
also
like a...
was 5 feet tall and true. Was wearing a sash of some kind that differentiated him from the other tight-suited aliens.
It'd be
also,
some sort of, it'd be some sort of you, force field.
If you mastered galactic travel, like how are you? Why are you wearing tight-fitting black suits?
Maybe they like it.
Maybe it just feels right against their
true.
Skin.
It is true. It probably does feel good. That's a very
nothing
good
comes
point.
Between me and my.
I mean, at the end of the day, why does anybody wear a tie anymore? They still do.
Yeah.
So I go to a lot of very
tie wearing like, events.
Yes.
Human.
It's
ties.
Getting less and less. More people are foregoing ties even at events.
It's weird.
Human events.
It's weird. It's called Epstein's Island. He goes all the time, and he said that there used to be ties there, and there aren't any.
Now it's just fucking greasy pancakes.
With
so anyway, our hero gets a snack. I'm getting him back. We're coming back. And then he said he stood there slack-jawed as a craft rose silently in the sky and zipped off in the span of just a few seconds. Now, that is a close encounter my fat ass can get behind because I'm okay with it. Here, can I get some water? We made snackies. Also of note, not long after the event, Simonton, he reported that 23 of the chickens he raised on the side whose eggs he sold.
Not as a primary job, of course.
That's right, on the side.
Eggs he sold to his plumbing customers.
Gig economy.
Had died since the encounter. And he suspected there was a connection, but he couldn't say for sure.
Well, they were heartbroken.
Yeah.
You're eating pancakes made with eggs that weren't.
The aliens drop in front of you, what do you want them to serve you? If it's not pancakes. You want
a warrant.
Yeah, you're not getting into my ass.
You've been
a warrant.
Served a paternity test. Oh, shit. Anyway, hey, Maury. Real quick, break time. When we come back, we're going to get investigative. We're going to talk about this, or at least what some people have talked about because they did the real.
Wait, what are we going to investigate? You didn't.
They
was
so
not prepared
greasy.
For this.
Yeah, you got.
Either way, whatever
here.
We're going to investigate, that's
I did
next.
Not bring my gigantic novelty.
Wait, I have a question. I made an egg joke earlier. Are eggs in pancakes?
This is why
are
Brent
eggs in pancakes.
Hola, David. Me llamo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you can know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. you know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. Wow.
Brent, can I say one thing real quick before we start? I'm glad that we've gotten past, or at least you and the listeners have gotten past the vibrant debate over the music that is played before breaks.
Vibrant.
You mean people that are wrong and people that agree with me? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a return, right?
Yeah, right. So this is the original. So I went back to the original for a while. Right.
I'm just
it's way better.
It is way better.
I just assumed that when we got transported into here that so did the music.
The good music came back.
By the way, the only thing I'm confused by is where is In Time?
In Time! No shit. I don't even think I have that on anymore. Kyle, is it on there?
There we are.
Everything's going to be all right. All right. So real quick, before we get going, let's play a little bit. This is Joe Simonton, however you want to say his name.
Well, according to the notes, Joe Summerton?
I know. It's not everyone can spell. this is what he said happened that day.
Right here is where the flying saucer, that UFO, landed. Right here, about where I'm standing. And it was a big, huge thing, and I wondered what the heck it was. I looked out the window, and that's when I first saw this thing coming straight down, just like an elevator. And first, I thought the roof went off of my house, and I thought, no, the roof is green, and this is bright. What the heck is it? So I rushed out to see what it was, and by that time, there was a hatchway opening up in the top of it, just like the trunk of your car. And in there stood a little man, I say a little man, about 5 foot tall, holding up a jug or a container, and he motioned he wanted to drink. He motioned for water, so I walked up to him to get this jug, and I looked at his eyes, and they were so penetrating that I had to look away. So I went to the basement to get this water, and I thought, well, they want water, so I'll take it up to them and see what happens. And with that, I brought the water up, and he was looking at me when I first came out of the basement, but I didn't look at his face until I got right up to him. Then I looked up, and I handed the jug up with both hands, and I had that same look in his eyes, a sort of a penetrating look. And he gave me a salute with the back of his hand, a gesture of thanks, I presume. And then, I gave him my salute. What am I going to do? So I noticed this little man, same size of a man, right to the right side of the hatchway, cooking these pancakes, which I have one here yet. He was frying these pancakes. And I pointed to him and made a gesture like eating. I thought maybe I'd get a conversation out of him. Nobody was saying anything. But he didn't say a word. He just reached over and he got a handful of them, four of them, and he handed them down to me. And they were hot and greasy. And this man cooking these pancakes, that was on a square grill-like concern. I couldn't see any flame, but it seemed to be very hot. There was smoke coming from it. And if that was their food, God help them, because I took a bite of one of them, and it tasted like a piece of cardboard. And if that's what they lived on, no wonder they're small. And with that, he reached up, and he closed his hatch with a heavy thud, click-like, and it latched. And you couldn't a bit more see where that hatch was, and you could see a hole in my hand. And with that, the thing started to raise. It's like it came down. Everything was timed perfectly. It went up about 20 feet. It tilted a 45-degree straight south and shot off. And within 2 or 3 seconds, it was out of sight. Well, there I stood in the driveway with a handful of greasy pancakes, my mouth open, wondering what the heck I saw. What had happened?
So what do you guys say? Do you think he saw this? Do you think he's full of shit? I mean, he just told you his encounter. He comes off as just a good old boy, you know?
Yeah, well, maybe he's... what does he get to gain by making up this 30-foot diameter pancake?
I mean, maybe he's trying to come out with the Simonton pancake mix.
Here's what I
find. It's out of this world.
Makes buckwheat pancakes.
The most fascinating about the whole thing to me is that, let's just say it was me, and I went to the sheriff.
Let's just say.
Yeah, I went to the sheriff.
Yeah.
I believe Nottingham? Sheriffs. I believe sheriffs are county based.
Yes, they are.
They're federal. If I went to the sheriff of Cook County, and I told him that,
wait, you just blew my mind. Wait, you just blew my mind. Uh-oh. Are you wrong, or am I just stupid? Both are possible. If you're talking about a county, so we live in Cook County or Lake County, you know, in the lower fourth.
Well, where are we right now? I don't think we're in either. Are we in DeKalb County?
We're in the lower fourth.
We're Cook?
Don't worry about it.
Lower Cook?
Yeah, Lower Cook. Are you saying that if they are a sheriff of a county as opposed to a municipality that they are federal?
I might be mixing that up with a marshal.
I think the marshals are federal. Okay.
I think the sheriffs are county, yeah. Anyways, if I went to the sheriff of Cook County and I explained to him that I received some pancakes from alien beings, what's fascinating to me in this whole thing is that there is significant documentation of the Air Force doing testing on these pancakes. Like,
they get a call and they're like, they weren't buckwheat pancakes, were they?
What is the jump here of this kook story from a guy named Joe?
We're missing one piece of the story that we don't know.
We're missing something here because, like,
they're like, sir, it's pancakes again.
It got taken so seriously. The tests. Like, what happened here? Like,
the phone rings in the middle of the night, someone's house, and he goes, this better be good, sir. It's pancakes again.
It's buckwheat. It's buckwheat again. You're never even going to believe
Scramble
it.
Scramble the Jets.
All right. And he's going to say, holy fucking God.
I can offer a theory here. So I'm going to talk in extremes as I'm wont to do.
More than words. Oh, no. Sorry.
Are we gonna recreate the It's Always Sunny four-part harmony version of that, by the way?
Only we actually can sing.
We should.
I think we need to.
Yeah.
So here's my thought. There are, generally speaking, in these types of stories, one of two types of folks that tell you about what happened. There's the guy that's heavily tattooed that has only a couple dreadlocks. not the full hair, just a couple. White guy. Really, really is into essential oils, things of that nature.
Well, they are essential.
They are. And he tells you the story about getting abducted. Mm-hmm. And then there's Joe. Joe raises chickens
on the side.
He's a fucking plumber.
Just on the side.
God damn.
All right, my bad. All right, so Joe the plumber.
Yeah, thank you.
Joe the plumber, like,
Joe the plumber
has never done anything.
Unbelievably famous in the Trump 2016.
Oh, the red sweater. Yeah. Joe has never done anything weird in his life.
Yeah.
Like, Joe literally is like,
he's plumbed some things.
Joe shows up for work. He plumbs some things. He raises some chickens. He eats their eggs.
He showed Joe
a. My dad's a plumber. And he's into plumbing. Well, I guess you plumb, right, Dad?
God damn.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I no matter what you think about this story, the question of why they do or don't believe what this, you know, pedestrian walks in and says, is probably somewhat rooted in, did they get the guy with two dreadlocks, or did they get the kind of regular guy?
Quick point of point of order here.
Robert's anybody, rules of order.
Yes, thank you.
I second it.
Yeah, thank you. Does anybody know if Joe the Plumber had any dreadlocks?
Oh, that's a really good question. Yeah.
Did he have one?
Yeah, he only had one.
Jamaica and get the typical one dreadlock.
It always gets stuck in the toilet.
The
when
Michael,
he's plumbing.
The Michael Scott one dreadlock.
Not to be confused with my favorite drug, also, Al Michaels.
Also bought a steel drum set.
That was a very long-winded way of saying, like, there are believable people and there are unbelievable people, but like a good old farmer that has never. This isn't his seventh time saying that shit happened.
But this is there's documentation in this whole story of very significant testing and research being done into one of the three pancakes, or maybe four pancakes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Hey, Joe,
that's fascinating to me.
Hey, Joe Pecker,
where are you going with that guy?
You're literally ruining the rest of the show right now.
You're ruining.
No, we did that already. I think it's fine.
I think we ruined it by starting it.
Ruined.
All right. Well, let's get on then.
But the results. The results.
Let's talk pancakes. Because Joe brought this up, and I think it's a good time to. Fucking Simonton kept one of the pancakes for himself, and he tasted them.
Yeah, and it tasted
like shit.
Yeah,
you know? It tasted bad, but that's
it tastes like cardboard.
Probably because what are they
gonna
do? Out of well water.
They're not going to give him a good pancake when they asked him for some milk or coffee.
Hey,
and he gave him water.
Give him the fucking burnt ones, man.
You know? Also, let's point out.
Give him the crap.
Brent, you called this IHOP at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
IHOP doesn't serve buckwheat.
Are you sure?
No, you got to go to Waffle House for that kind of action.
Dude, and a lot of other action.
So, real quick, though, he did keep one of the pancakes for himself, and he handed the other three over to the U.S. Air Force, because when he called the cops, they got the Air Force in. Because...
Which is what you do.
It's what you do. He's a good fucking U.S. citizen.
Or a fucking idiot who got hosed by the man.
Good human citizen.
Right. One of the other, a good human citizen, maybe.
Good humans.
Yeah, and then in turn, the Air Force sent the pancakes to the Food and Drug Laboratory of the U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare.
Is that real? Has anyone actually looked that up? I did not.
It's in Washington, D.C., real? They say.
Well, I mean, I obviously I'm a government expert.
Yeah, it's true.
So let's point that out.
Shill.
He is wearing a sweatshirt that says government.
Government expert. Is, yeah. Well, it's right GOV.
It says, I'm here to help on the back.
Yeah.
His sweatshirt
says, I'm here to help on the back.
Human government.
But there is a Department of Health. There is a Department of Education, and these are not the same thing today.
No.
Perhaps in 1960, whatever the fuck this was,
1961.
Yeah, maybe.
Is there a Department of Griddles?
What you guys don't realize is
not yet.
When it all comes down, it all shakes out. We found the U.S. Department of Health and Education and Welfare runs everything. Like, that's just who fucking has their finger on the
That's
board.
All their fault.
It's the men in black.
We may be running up against the big pancake lobby.
Well,
the big buckwheat lobby. And when the two coincide with each other, there's no bigger lobby.
There is nothing scarier than going to bed at night, open your eyes, and Aunt Jemima's there to
and big buckwheat.
Take you out.
Big Buckwheat wants to put this down.
All right, well, Big Buckwheat or not, here I got a spoiler for you.
Dice
feet times a lady.
So the results were anticlimactic. The pancakes were making fun of. They were made of ordinary flour, sugar, and grease.
Oh,
so it turns out cholesterol.
No, not even any buckwheat in there.
Cholesterol is intergalactic.
Yeah. There was nothing quote-unquote extraterrestrial about their composition, leading a whole lot of John Goforce in the world to speculate that their origin was not alien.
Or no, I do John find it Goforce odd that we continue to refer to it as grease as opposed to oil. Why is it grease? Hey,
oleo.
Olean.
Olean.
Why do they have to say
Olean?
What we forgot to mention is he didn't shit right for a week.
No shit.
I do have some of my grandmother's old recipes that she left me, and they do call for oleo.
Today we're making steak. Start with 1/4 cup of lard. Okay, here we go.
Hey.
Or maybe we're just looking over the fact that maybe they're not as fucking different of us than we realize.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah. Good or bad for Joe, though, depending on which side of the coin you're on, Joe Simonton went on to lead a relatively quiet life because he wasn't like, well, that defines me. No, he's a fucking plumber. He plumbs. And he did occasionally.
I mean, I always really harken back to, you know, the good times. I like to think of him as a chicken farmer. Yeah, well, you know.
On the side.
On the side.
Hey.
It's my hobby.
Hey.
I chicken farm.
You do what you can. Yeah.
I chicken farm here and there.
I unclogged your pipes. Would you like an egg?
Can someone, like, chicken farm just kind of, like, here
I
and there?
So. I think everyone does that now. Everyone,
what if we went through a couple weeks of not feeling like chicken farming on the side?
Well, if you wear a knit hat and it's over 40 degrees,
yeah,
you own chickens.
So I
guess
they might be on the top of your building. They might be on the top of your building.
That's right. Who owns chickens not on the side?
All right, time out.
I'm getting a little frustrated.
We bought our new house. It's outside of Nashville. It's a very nice house. I'm excited for it. But on the property is two giant chicken fucking coops. And they're like, oh my God, are you excited to have chicken? I'm like, no. I would like you to take this out. We got a contract. I'm like, I'd like you to take this out. He's like, you don't want to raise chickens? I'm like, no, I don't.
Is there a difference between a chicken coop and a chicken fucking coop?
Well, one's got a lot more Barry White.
Was he aghast when you said get the chicken coops
out of
here?
He's like, you don't want them? And then I'm like, do you kind of want it? You can take it down and take it with you.
You want
them like,
at least on the side.
Right.
Who doesn't do it on the side?
Joe is malfunctioning. Joe Peck is malfunctioning again.
He's like, I love your human activities. I mean activities.
You guys,
Hey, Joe, say Kinnin again for me if you want.
Your human chickens, chickens are hilarious to me.
Brent, have you checked under the stoop at the studio for chickens? I mean, if he's out there
that's
the time.
That's true.
I haven't.
That's a very good point, John.
Something
Thank
keeps
you.
Him warm at night. I don't know. Anyway. John, I know you, what I was just saying, though, this is kind of important. He spoke here and there at UFO conventions. He was featured in newspapers and magazines for a while. I know you used to hate it when people involved did that. Does it somehow still like seem like less reality to you when they're like, and I'll tell my story? Or is it only when they're like writing a book and like you can buy it for a nominal fee kind of thing? He wasn't making money off this.
What if it's a healthy sum instead of a nominal fee?
What if every time he showed up, he's like, now I'm going to teach you about chicken farming?
Joe Peck is here to ask the questions that people want to ask.
Hard-hitting questions.
If you're going to force me to be serious for 2 seconds, I differentiate between there's a difference between whether I think something happened and whether I think that they think it happened, right?
Inconceivable.
So in this case, you know, I'm probably one to believe that Joe believed it happened.
He saw some fuckers and he ate a pancake.
Right. Yeah. He saw something and he ate a pancake and he brought a few more back.
Yeah.
I probably believe that happened. Do I think they were extraterrestrial in origin? No. I don't. Oh, wait. Did I just spoil the end? No. Anyone who's ever listened to this show.
Let me ask you this, John, on that line of thinking. If they mastered the ability to travel through space and in a certain way time like we did,
sure,
is it foolish to think that they have not mastered pancake creation?
I mean, that's an art, not a science.
He burnt the motherfucker. He said they were burnt. Like, he's like, you know, I was too busy working on like,
they were burnt to him.
True.
Hey, I like my I want my hash browns to like, you gotta like crunch them.
Yeah, I'm agreeing.
What's
with
the
you
old
on that.
What's the Homer Simpson line? I like my beer cold, my TV
loud,
and
my homosexuals flaming. Yep. Goddamn right. I don't know. I just this incident left him with a little bit of notoriety, but it didn't seem to change his life significantly. And I kind of like that because he wasn't like, I'm gonna make money off this, you know. The pancakes,
meanwhile. No, he makes his money off his chickens on the side.
On the side.
The pancakes, meanwhile, have become a symbol of one of the most fucking delightful and bizarre moments in UFO history. And I'm so glad that this was the one that we were talking about with you gentlemen coming back.
Thank you.
Because pancakes fucking rock, even though you guys don't. So there's most of the story.
Rude.
Let's see who believes in the world out there. Hold on, you bastards. We're going to break. Who believes and who doesn't? That's all coming up after this break.
Was there any
Hysteria 51.
by the way, offered?
Caro.
Only Caro. Because they know what's up.
Like, here's IHOP.
I don't know if there's I like Caro.
Blueberries. Blueberries?
I like Robert A. Caro. I was hoping that
Robert A. Little River Band.
Exactly. I'm loaded up and ready to go.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to separate these tracks.
Yeah, buddy. I know that it's only, what, 59 on your dial there? Yeah, listening at home, 55, whatever it may be.
104.
We're going into the eighth hour here.
Yeah, we're getting into
well,
it.
It's live. I'll tell you what's disappointing me thus far. Not a single,
everything?
Not a single listener has come in here and tried to get a drink with us.
Well, it looks like we have our first caller. And I mean ever, because this is not a call-in show. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh. Which is the first time ever, because this is not a call-in show.
Hey, Joe,
I mean, well, I'll say this, at least if you're listening right now, yeah, why don't you come on down to O'Leary's Pub in Chicago and have a drink with us?
Yeah.
Come on
right down. After this recording.
Well, what about right now, while we're recording? Come on.
I know the red light's on, but just knock. I give you
quietly.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
quietly,
fair.
Please.
All right. We're going to get to Mr. Goforth's favorite time of the hour.
Oh, boy.
We're going to talk about like skepticism and legacy, but mainly
skepticism.
Skepticism? No, he meant septus. Like, skepticism. Yeah. I enjoy when blood doesn't work right.
Yeah, you like blood infections.
Yeah.
So, much like a meat shower.
Say, Kevin and I were just reminiscing about that, along with
meat showers. I don't even know
about meat showers. That's not your business,
bro. All right. So, as with most UFO stories, Joe's tale of the alien pancakes, he met with a fair bit of fucking skepticism.
Yeah, no, what you mean? Alien pancakes
is septic
invited
pancakes,
skepticism
yeah.
or sepsis.
So critics, or Goforth, as we like to call them here, pointed out inconsistencies in Simonton's story and suggested that it might have been a hoax or a misinterpretation of a more mundane event.
Wait, so you literally the last 150 episodes I haven't been on. When you're skeptical, you call it a Goforth?
I wish I would have thought of that before. Just
he
now.
Thinks it.
Unfortunately or fortunately, you're just not in my mind.
He would if the people were...
I would just appreciate it if you do it moving forward.
John, if the people clamored for it, he probably would. But the people, we all know what the people clamor for.
How do you
gauge
a clamor? It is, unfortunately.
They don't clamor for
Goforth. Hey, do you guys want us to cover A or B, Pecker? Do you guys want us to do this type of that type of have Joe Peck on?
Yeah, that's what the people want.
You know, there's no accounting for taste is what we're getting at here.
Nation, help me out. Nation, help me out.
All right, nonetheless, though, we're getting to this. This incident has remained a beloved story, and it's kind of a fun one. You know, the UFO enthusiasts love it. It's celebrated, I think, for sheer weirdness. It's oddity. And the guy comes off earnest. You heard him talking, and he never really, contrary to a lot of people said, he kind of had the same story. He's always come off as sincere. Do you guys, what do you say? Do you think he thinks he was telling the truth?
I will say this, Brent, to the exact words you chose to use there. Like, as I was, and I'll be very honest, I was not familiar with this story until, you know, we started talking about it and I scrambled to figure out what it was. Like, never heard of it. I actually went and was like, I got to Google, like, how many alien encounters involve food?
Don't listen to anything
food?
Because he had no idea he was going to be on the show. These
exactly.
are all lies.
That's what I jumped on when I got here. I was imported in, like Pier 1. But, like, I cannot,
solid.
Alien encounters don't involve food very
I'm a
often,
sucker for a good Pier 1 imports
weird.
Joke.
No, why aren't they? Why isn't there food?
Like, hey,
well,
everyone gets a little hungry.
They've evolved past eating, right? Maybe.
Yeah, but not anal probing? Like, there's a lot of weird things that happen.
Well,
there.
Okay. All right. To take it another step further.
God knows
like,
I haven't. Wait, what?
There's a bunch of things about this story that don't normally go along with alien encounters. They're wearing clothes.
Tight clothes.
They're
tight.
Not only are they eating food, they're grilling it on a fucking Blackstone.
Trademark.
Flameless
or you know flameless whatever
they did say it was flameless so that's important they
flameless
did say
griddle
They asked for water. They had a pitcher. So
they didn't want water.
Like a pitcher is a very specific thing.
He gave him a pitcher.
He gave him water.
He gave him something, and the guy filled it up with water. He's like, "Fuck, dude,
No. If you go back to the recounting of the story, they handed him a silver-looking pitcher,
a receptacle. Not to be filled with his garbage well water. Like, what kind of nonsense is that? They wanted something delicious.
Brent is turning
all right, the thing you guys
around.
Missed, so this is my favorite. I should have had this turned the entire time.
Yeah.
He goes, I brought it back to them, and I gave them the water, and they did a salute. So I saluted them like a fucking American does. You know, he gave them like a fucking, they did whatever. He's like, no, fuck you,
MAGA. MAGA.
I like to think that after he did that, like an eagle screamed, he punched him in the fucking face.
100%. It was like Charlie Day and
he just threw a flag in
there. Rock flag and eagle.
He flew a flag inside their thing and he's like, that's American soil now, bitch.
That's right. And he gave him a red hat that said MAGA.
What was their salute?
And they voted. They voted, by the way. It was a write-in vote.
It was a write-in vote, but
they mailed it. They mailed it.
It's hard to pull off, but you know.
Wisconsin.
I like that there's two going on right now. Just completely different.
Totally. I'm going to talk to Kevin now for a while.
Hail, Scroob.
Hail, Scroob. The alien salute. Was it an actual hand salute, was it like their fifth eyeballs?
When he's just wiping his eye and he's like, oh shit, I gotta do something.
If they have five eyeballs and they still make pancakes, that's just baffling.
But doesn't it just make sense that everyone should have pancakes?
I thought you were gonna say that everyone
I like that they were silver dollar pancakes.
Eyeball.
Not big old pancakes, they're all like silver dollar little pancakes.
Yeah, they are kind of crappy.
We ain't got time for this.
Well, they bought the smaller Blackstone.
Yeah, it's a trademark.
Also, what makes those pancakes as opposed to, say, cookies?
They're softer.
The ingredients?
The holes in the foot.
Softer.
And the ingredients.
Also softer.
All right. Well, we're going to go to the expert here because at the time, Sheriff Schroeder, who knew old Joe.
Sheriff Schroeder.
He dispatched two deputies.
I believe it's pronounced Schrader.
Schroeder. Ricky. They arrived at the scene.
Silver Spoons.
He's from Silver Spoons. Yeah. Right, yeah.
They found no evidence that a spacecraft had been there, unfortunately. And the sheriff claimed that the witnesses he spoke to spoke intelligently about it, and he believed what he was saying. What does the Air Force say? Well, here's a quote. The Eagle River case never came to a conclusion. The Air Force thinks Joe Simonton, a lone resident, had a random daydream. He woke or awoke simultaneously and added his dream to the sequence of things happening around him that he was aware of. So they're just like, this is 100% true and we got to fucking cover it up somehow. Let's go with the pancake daydream.
But who made the pancake?
That goddamn Sasquatch.
On his?
Yep.
Blackstone.
On his brownstone, but yes. Lee Alexander, a UFO enthusiast.
Trademark.
Involved in this Detroit-based investigative group, paid a visit to JoJo in 1970.
Detroit-based! Can I also say go Lions?
He's a Lion.
Dude, hey.
NFC Championship should have gone to the Super Bowl.
Hell of a season. Yep.
Well, here's where the story turns murky for John.
Okay, I'm ready.
Lee Alexander's there, and Simonton revealed to Mr. Alexander he'd received additional visits from the aliens, but it kept them a secret due to the initial report's reaction. He's like, you guys want to talk shit? Fuck you.
Well, his alien visits were on the side.
Well, he said he was annoyed by the publicity and he didn't give a shit.
Guma.
It turns out we actually have audio from him.
Well, here's the problem.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I told everybody. I told them what happened.
Everybody.
I told them they showed up. I told them they brought me pancakes, and they laughed at me.
it cost me plumbing jobs. Now I got fucking eggs coming out of my ass.
And then they tried to tell Charlene down the way that it didn't happen. I courted that woman.
Yes, she did.
I courted that woman.
Hey, it's the widow Charlene. Thank you very much.
With my pancakes. And now they're telling her that they're not alien pancakes. And so, you know what? I'm just done telling people about alien pancakes.
So he got transported into Wisconsin the way we got teleported into the studio today out of Alabama?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
No, it turns out in the 1960s, that's what people sounded like in Wisconsin.
Not to be confused with Walter Cronkite.
Did they have blonde mustaches?
That was the worst Walter Cronkite.
No, that's what Walter Cronkite actually sounds like. If you listen to the show, you know what Walter Cronkite sounds like.
Hey!
You fucking plebe. God damn, I'm using conspiracy bots words now. Also, nice. I gotta say...
Do we have to rehash the last 7 years for all of you
multiple
fuckers?
Multiple times. He hates being referred as a chicken farmer because he's a goddamn plumber and he raises chickens.
Exactly. Chicken farm's on the side.
It's on.
Get woke.
The ahead of his time, man. Everyone has chickens now. So, you know.
I don't.
Go so back and listen to like a first 12 episode and let Bailey tell you to get woke before it had the same connotation.
I know.
Good point. Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. She was well ahead of her time.
It meant like keep your eyes to the skies. Now it means like, oh.
Now it's a political thing.
I went with butt stuff.
We just went full circle.
You always go with butt stuff.
All right. They didn't know if he was trying to.
So we're all voting for Bob Saget for president, right?
He's dead.
But still we can still vote for him.
All right.
It's like when C. Montgomery Burns wanted to put together a softball team. We'll get together new players, living players.
And we'll have someone sing the national anthem, maybe Enrico Palazzo. What?
Enrico Palazzo?
Oh, the, the investigators.
He may be alive.
Hey, one of the speculators speculated that a dude living alone, far from human contact, as he was, might have made old JoJo susceptible to hallucinations.
But aren't we forgetting the fact that he had chicken contact?
Or maybe it was real.
Enrico Palazzo. On the side.
And he had the pancakes.
On the side.
Right, real quick. Savino Borgo, an insurance agent nearby, resident to him, reported seeing identifying flying object to authorities the same day. And Phyllis Lorbetsky, another resident, said that she... and three children saw the UFO that same day. So he wasn't the only one to say he saw a UFO. He's the only one that they gave munchy shit to. Hmm. What do you guys think? What's your over-under on this ever happening?
Here's the thing. I'm pretty sure we also have audio of Savino Borgo.
Oh, boy.
Hey! It's me, Savino.
I'm trying to push some insurance, and these guys are flying through the fucking sky.
Wait, wasn't there actually a quote from him in one of the articles where he said that they looked like Italians but clean shaven?
Yes,
I'm not joking. No, I am not the one saying
true. That.
That
is but true.
I believe that's what he said.
They looked like Italians but clean shaven, and they were under 5 feet tall. Yeah.
It was like
Danny DeVito.
It was like straight
hey,
out of like,
it's a me. I'm an
it
alien.
It was like straight out of 1920s.
Do you want the pancake?
It was like straight out of 1920s American racism. Like, hey, they looked like some Italians but clean shaven.
He was kind of white, like a fucking Italian. Oh, you know, he's like, what? It's like that little racism that's just ingrained
yes.
in these
like
people.
When they called people Italians instead of Italians, like
look
somehow that was supposed to really hurt.
Yeah, fucking
like,
spaghetti
eater. They called me an Italian.
Jesus. John, did he see a UFO? Where'd he get his pancake?
Well, he got pancakes.
He's a lucky man. I'd eat one right now.
I'm not going to lie to you. That might be one of those things where they leave and I just go, I don't say shit. I'm just in my house fucking eating some pancakes. Lisa's like, what'd you do today? Nothing.
I think that, nothing. Brent, I think that's exactly what happened, except he
Why
was
you
pissed
seem
off.
Really keyed up?
He was pissed off because that's what happened, except they were shitty pancakes.
Dry no, tell us more, John.
Whoa. Yeah, John gets very upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you realize this, but we got transported here through space and time.
Hey, John. But he said, hey, John, and I'm just trying to be reactive to... Shut up, C-Bot. I'm just trying
nice
to be... I am just trying
that
to
was,
be...
That was me, not C-Bot, FYI.
I am just trying to be reactive to the vibrancy of the show.
Oh, you're trying to be reactive to what the host said.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Per said, usual, John just doing whatever Brent will like. Like, typical John Goforth.
Yeah, typical John. Nothing sums up John Goforth and going, what does Brent want me to do?
Exactly. Typical John for 10 years.
Dearest Diary, I may have let Brent down today.
For 76 years, all John's been doing is trying to please Brent.
Every day he just puts a barrel in his mouth and he's like, please let me think Brent like today. Please.
Well, but it's true. But when he says barrel, he means whiskey barrel.
Yes, yes.
All right, so, all right, here's my take. It's bullshit. It's fun bullshit.
You don't believe a fucking plumber turned chicken farmer from Wisconsin?
On the side.
Well, I do. The one thing I do believe is that I kind of believe that he thinks it happened.
You really do?
Hmm? Yeah,
fuck do you think is an alien craft that
it's
takes
so
2 seconds
fucking
to go out of
that? It's just too fucking weird for this guy just out of nowhere, like seemingly from the reports that we can find on the interwebs, seemingly a very down-to-earth, docile plumber slash chicken farmer. To come out of left field and be like, they gave me pancakes. He didn't say I saw something. He didn't say they visited me. He went extreme. They gave me fucking pancakes. Yeah, I mean, that's beyond Bob Lazar shit. They gave me pancakes.
Yeah, that's like amazing fantasy or amazing stories. Not amazing fantasy, amazing stories, right? That's like old science fiction stuff. Maybe he's just a creative guy who made up this story.
Maybe he met
maybe he met
Swerdlow.
No.
My name is Swerdlow. I have a wife also named Swerdlow.
In typical human activities. I mean activities.
Not to extend this fucking wonderful podcast any further, but since the last time I was on this podcast, I think I read in the interwebs that we've acknowledged that aliens exist and like literally no one cares.
No one gave a shit. Hey, we don't know what that is, which is the scariest thing that they could say.
Right.
These things are really in our world. They're breaking the fucking the rules.
The rules of physics.
And we don't understand what it is, and everyone goes,
and we're pretty sure they're aliens.
But really, really, she's gonna be at the Super Bowl. You know, everyone's like, oh, I'm focusing on other fucking shit. Taylor Swift is more important than the aliens. And
well, that's true. I mean, you're just stating fact at that point.
Yeah, it's now. I don't know what you're getting at, bro.
Tay-Tay. Well, you know, seriously, though, there is no winning in the fucking world of the media or people. Like, hey, the aliens are real. Man, I've had a long fucking year, man. Like, you got to fucking back up off that shit.
But correct me if I'm wrong. We literally acknowledge aliens exist since the last time I was on this show.
Well, they said things that look like they're not of couldn't be from here. They have stopped short of saying aliens.
What does here
publicly
mean?
What's Earth? The difference?
Plausible deniability.
Could be interdimensional?
It could be a lot of things.
Pleiadians, yeah.
Yeah.
Typical.
You know, it could be some handsome purple-skinned bastard. Venusian?
Yeah. Ah.
Who knows?
It's a good point.
You're going to shit when all the shit we've talked at the end, we found out that everything that fucking Bob Lazar was just 100% true. Like, shit.
Well, it's funny with all the ways to unify it all together. Like we've talked a lot over the years about the Nazis unifying it all. We've talked a lot about Swerdlow and Lazar unifying it all, and maybe pancakes or what.
Maybe it was pancakes.
Maybe it's all been pancakes
speaking
all along.
Speaking of Lazar, it was Jeremy Corbell's birthday recently. John, what did you guys do? You and Jeremy. I know you guys are close.
Oh yeah, super close. So
weaponized your curiosity. Or
yeah,
whatever?
We weaponized our curiosity. We made sure and worked out together and did yoga and posted some videos about it. And we also
NSFW
wrote. We also said, hey, maybe it might be fun to. Let's go find someone else. Like, we haven't done anything, but maybe there's someone else that has, and we could write the coattails of them for a number of years. Maybe even Joe Rogan would care.
Hey-oh. He could explain himself, but he has a headache. Anyway, that was what Mr. Lazar said when he was on Joe Rogan. They kept asking questions. I got a headache. I can't really answer. I don't feel good.
Typical.
That is our story of alien pancakes, and unfortunately, we had some interlopers in here, and as you know, I can't apologize enough for that.
This was fun. Can I come back next week?
We'll see. We'll see. No, you're fired. He got fired. Remember this?
Can I come?
He just wants the beer.
Joe, you're always welcome on the porch.
What? What about me?
Kevin was here. I forgot. Hey, what are you up to?
I was just on your podcast.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Okay. Well, hey, if you guys want to catch more of all three of these guys in the back catalog, you can find that at Hysteria51.com, or you can go to Facebook, look up Hysteria Nation. That's our Facebook discussion page. Reddit! Go to Reddit and look up Hysteria. We have a subreddit, and I'm trying to get that going. A lot of people are on there. We have, like, literally hundreds of posts a day on our Facebook page, and on there it's like crickets are chirping. So get on over there. And if you get all
one,
this.
Ones of posts per day.
Yes, yes.
On the subreddit.
Patreon and all that stuff. 773-669-7277. You can say how much you hate John and Joe. And Kevin is your favorite. All that shit.
Shockingly, no one's called.
Actually, yeah, repeat
that
phone number because I'll do that.
773-669-7277.
There's a hotline here in the studio. I'm not seeing the phone.
Yeah, where is everybody?
Hold on.
And why isn't anyone come in? Where is everyone?
It's so weird.
I'd buy people drinks right now if they walked in.
I think they're waiting for us at the bar. So
come on in, guys. Come on in. Meet us here.
With that said, I've been Brent.
I've been Kevin.
I've been Joe.
I've still been John.
He's been conspiracy, Matt.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite. Join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.